Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this. What spiritual hearing is even all about? Some of the things that we miss, some of the things that we've gotten right, some of the things that we haven't got yet, you know. Some of the levels of spiritual hearing that constantly seem to be abstract, you know. What would you say with regards to that? Maybe you can point us to those things, man. And as they say, iron sharpens iron. You can talk to us directly there and let's hear what you say. Let me start with Memorine. Memorine is on the line and I know Barukia is going to be so excited.
Hey,
Memorine is on the line. Memorine, welcome. Greetings.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
We are speaking about, yes, ngonkulunkulu.
Spiritual hearing.
Mina enhlizweni yami kugcwele izindumiso kuphela, kukho okunye. Ngigcwele izindumiso, praising God. Here are the songs, two songs that I would like to bring.
Yeah, yeah.
Elokuqala ngizoqala ngilicule kanje, lithi, Tata gonke ngino Jesu. Gonko guindi vanje, kotu tando lwake lumi, zolo namhlanjalo, patiye kubuhle bokumazi, umsindisi wethu lo, yenu tando lwake lumi. Izolo namhlanje lokho batithatha konke nginoJesu kukuphila kwami la nxa ekhona uJesu wami angisweli lutho qha yekubuhle bokuma umsindisi wethu lo yenu thando lwakhe lumi izolo namhlanje lobo batithatha konke nginoJesu unganele mina la nxa nginaye la empini ngokunqoba konkenya yekubuhle yekubuhle okumazi umsindisi wethu lo yenu thando lwakhe lumi izolo namhla phakade uma sinoJesu liyasho iculo lethi thatha konke nginoJesu konke sikushaya indiva uthando lwakhe lumi njalo zolo namhla naphakade singaba yini ngaphandle kwaJesu ngani ngoba uma sinayo loJesu uyazi konke nje sikushaya indiva akukho lutho olusozakalayo ngani ngoba sithembe yena yazi chorus lasho ukuthi yokubuhle bokumazi umsindisi wethu owasisindisa uthando lwakhe lumi njalo zolo namhla njalo bo and here is another song futhi engithanda ukuletha elikhuluma ngothando lukababa uthando lukababa owasilethela uJesu Kristu emhlabeni ukuze sisindiswe sibonane naye sazane naye nali elingilithanda ukulicula futhi lithi uthando lukababa lunje ngolwandle bo lubanzi lujulile luyaze gayini ipho lwa finyelela kimi ngise zonweni zami alwaza lwangedlula lwangi sit ho baba ngiyabonga oh baba ngiyabonga nange inhliziyo yami sengiya vuma ngithi ungu sindisi wa mina ngizogwe temba njalo ngise semhlabeni ngizokukhonza futhi gotha ndo oh baba ngiyabonga oh baba ngiyabonga nange kentliziyo yami sengiyavuma ngithi ungu sindisiwa. Mm. Greetings to you, my brother.
Thank you, man.
Greetings to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
Here are the two songs that I am bringing about love. Ngempela, uthando lukababa lubanzi lujulile. Lwafinyelela kithi sisezonweni. Ha, singazani naye. Yena uNkulunkulu kwaba uye ositholayo sisezonweni zethu singazani naye ha lwasisindisa namhlanje siyasho ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu ngani ngoba uthando lwakho olubanzi olujulile wasithola samthola uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu nawo amaculo engwalethile amabili ukuthi ha uyazi uma unoJesu ngempela ha umsindisi wethu lona uthando lwakho lumizolo namhla naphakade ende futhi liyasho nelinye futhi ukuthi ha ulubanzi lujulile ha ubani ongaba nothando olungako lobaba wethu owasithanda sisezonweni zethu sisemhlabeni yena wasikhetha ngiyabonga brother Ray uma nginezwi ngizawuletha elukhuluma ngothando lukababa wethu osemazulwini. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Good evening. Greetings to you, my brother, and to every listener of Radio Pulpit. Ngiyabonga. Good evening.
Thank you so much, Mama. Siyabonga kakhulu. May the Father bless you abundantly. Yes, indeed, we are talking about spiritual hearing as to what it is even all about. About a silent umami zandla man.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729 or give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this. The very notion of spiritual hearing, what it is even all about. I'm looking at Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, Maya. And it says, oh Elohim, I have heard your speech and was afraid. Oh Elohim, revive your work in the midst of the years. And then it says, in the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. And spiritual hearing is when we observe what the Father says, we take his warning and reverence dawns within us. And says, then I was afraid. It's the reverence that dawns in us. This deep respect, this fear of the Elohim dawns in us. You know, the reverence of him. This is the respect with love that dawns within us. Then we know that when whatever he says to us, and it sinks deep into us because of our reception of it, then reverence comes. We respect and honor him. We extol him. We praise him. We honor him. And this divine reverence becomes the beginning of wisdom within us. If that doesn't happen, it is not yet spiritual hearing. Mayachi.
Tuna Mayach. Mayach, this is part of my memory.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Maybe also, since she's speaking of spiritual hearing, she may also be a good example. Because somebody may feel correct. Wow, well, and there's not a big discussion. But Okurehore is an instruction that she hears. It's now this hearing, this spiritual hearing that we're speaking about that says, this is what I want you to do. But me not understanding, I can look at it differently. Oh, maybe they go, oh, my God, I'm like, shh, sorry, ha, ha, you know, so it's that maturity. You know what? Now, somewhere, I can do it this way, but this is how I want it to happen. And in the process, as we're speaking now of praise and reverence, and as a planner, as a esteemer, and all that, which is also nothing wrong in the process. So it solidifies what we are talking about. We have in the book of Matthew 25, we have the 10 virgins. Now, there's an instruction that has been said, the groom is coming. The groom is coming. So who hears? So those that have had ears, they heard, they prepared. And then Baba went, killing him. And then in the process, Ba Lapa, and then Haba Lapa, the groom comes, and then Habana oil. Why not? So it's part of who it is. How ready are we? And it also teaches us how we should instead fight to grow, instead of to be very relapile and all that. Now, the professor was making quite good examples. And as she was talking, I started to have a picture of a fruit tree to say, when I plant a seed, it doesn't bear fruit whilst it's still under the ground. It has to go through several stages first in life. And eventually, it gets to the last stage, then it bears fruit. So, which means, to strive to follow it. So, it is this part of reverence. It is part of fearing. It is obedience, it is observation. You know, it's listening to his word, going through his word, and everything must start to make sense. And by so doing, then Rahul, Karise, now Sisimula Setwa the root, Sisimula Setwa the stem, and then leaves starts to show, and the stem gets to be bigger, and the process goes on and on and on. And then when it's ready, it now bears fruit. It's something that there are illustrations Well, there are illustrations. So there are witnesses that are around us. Hence, I normally say, Kirata who observe nature and see what does nature teach me about scripture? Right? When you read one of the verses in the book of Job and Psalm, it was the sea that there's a boundary that has been laid and they pass not beyond. So it means what? The sea is obedient. The sun knows from the east to the west. It's obedient to the eye because from the south to the north. So everything has got decisions. Everything is aligned. It listens to the instruction. It's obedient because it has been instructed. This is how you need to function. So we have that has been put even in us. But because Rona refused free will, because it's not going to be very blind. Because nature is not giving free will. Nature is not giving free will, but now and only that giving free will. And Ronaldo is attempting a wise decision. It's a problem. So we have the heavens, the earth, and hell or under the earth. Which now I say, the earth becomes a neutral place. And then enmity positive, enmity negative. Now Shabila Plak I am and I'm like, so I'm at a neutral place. And when I'm at a neutral place, my deeds right have got to and the meaning that I will be obedient to the word because I want to go to heaven. But if I don't want to go to heaven, then it means I will be doing things that are contrary to, because I cannot say I am of the heavens and then the contrast. So we look at Psalm 119, number 9. The word there is by is the house. So it says, how would a young man cleanse his path? Like, how would a young person stay on the path of purity? So it says, by living according to his will. So where we are inside the house. When it rains, and is sin and evil, right? Now, so now, when we take the word, when we cover ourselves with the word, we would be like that person also in the raincoat to say, I give up on the recipe, I give up on the party, so I'm making the word a barrier, so that it shouldn't penetrate and get to me and contaminate me. So it is quite important for us to say, but you know, then you look at this barlow. Sipila is barlow, but we want to make it something total of Hakawa. It's the first time we hear about it, but it's just things that we practice on an everyday life. Because we want to walk in the spirit. So now, Nasima Mela in the Gaaba. And there's indlebe, both sides. It's a scale. So, you know, things get measured. What idea gets measured? And it's now what comes from the heart, now in what I have heard. what action do I take based on what I have read? It becomes quite important. So now, and that would help us now in this journey, you know, of spiritual journey, so that who Abba is, what he wants from us, and why do we have the scriptures? It's not for fun, but it's to help us. And now we come and discuss these things to say, now let's look at the value, let's look at the statute, let us look at the obedience, so that we can be established, we can walk in purity, because the house, everything more on the there is sin all over, but now I have found a way that protects me from that. And now that helps me to be a hearer of the word and a doer.
I hear you, Mayache. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What this is even all about. And Reverend S. Kwadi says, spiritual hearing as born-again believers, it's important to understand that God speaks to us continually. Here are some key ways of he communicates with us. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, is the ultimate revelation of God. His teachings and life show us the way to the Father. Through the Holy Spirit, secondly, the Holy Spirit, our helper and guide, speaks to us, providing comfort, guidance, and conviction. Number three, through the Word of God, the Bible, inspired by God, is a vital source of His voice, offering instruction, encouragement, and truth. You don't need any unique experience to hear Him speak. As born-again believers, we should fine-tune our spiritual hearing by renewing our minds. This allows us to discern God's will, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Apostle Kwadi in Van der Bijl Park. Thank you so much, man. And let's see. Evangelist John Wallace Green. But I don't see your message, man. Send me your voice note. Send me your voice note. Evangelist John Wallace Green. Let me hear what you say. Let's see. Philip Masango says, good evening, Pusre. Ephesians 1, verses 18. Kumele kukhanyiswa amehlo ethu enhlizweni sees glory and sovereignty. Psalm 119, verse 34. Provision of God's mind through His Son, Jesus Christ's mind, who is the true revelation of God's eyes and mind. Inkosi uBaba Masango. Siyabonga kakhulu Baba Masango, inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. And then let's see, where are others? Okay, Evangelist Green, I'm coming to you, man, just after this.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Evangelist Green.
Amen. Greetings to Pastor Ray, and greetings to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. May the Lord bless all of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Ray, once again, what a great topic. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual hearing. Spiritual hearing is a very deep thing. Hallelujah. What I've noticed in life about this spiritual hearing, many people are going to church on Sunday morning. They are in the church. The message has been preached. And then you can ask them after the service, what was the message about? And you find they won't be able to tell you. That's a sign that person did not hear what the word of God is saying. Hallelujah. That is a sign that there's no spiritual hearing there. A person that have a spiritual hearing is a person that when they hear the word of God, they also act upon it. Hallelujah. And they also, they understand what God wants from them. When I read in my Bible, in the book of Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7, the Bible say, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, in the day of trial, in the wilderness. Hallelujah. The Bible said, today when you hear the word of God, do not harden your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, it even takes me back to that lady in the book of Mark chapter 5. The woman that was suffered from an issue of blood. The Bible said for 12 years she have suffered. She have gone to many doctors. But when she hear Jesus, when she hear about Jesus, she came in behind in the crowd and touched his clothes. And she was made well. Hallelujah. So that woman have heard, she had a spiritual hearing. If you don't have a spiritual hearing, Pastor Ray, it becomes difficult for you to do what God wants you to do. Because spiritual hearing also go hand in hand with obedience. The same chapter, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 15 also say, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. You see, when we don't have a spiritual hearing, we become rebellious. We become rebellious. Hallelujah. We rebel against the word of God because we don't hear it and we don't understand it. Myself personally, I've got an experience and I've got a testimony about spiritual hearing because I remember well before I was born again. Before I became a child of God, that day there was an old man that was speaking to me. And that old man was asking me if he can pray for me. And deep down inside my heart, I hear a voice that say, let him pray for you. That was a spiritual hearing, Pastor Ray. But a person can have a spiritual hearing, but also you have a choice whether you are going to agree or whether you are going to obey that hearing or that voice that you hear. Hallelujah. So when that man say to me, can I pray for you? And I hear that voice, I allow him to pray for me. Praise the name of the Lord. And after the man have prayed for me, Pastor Ray, he carry on by asking me, can you go with me tonight to the home cell? And Pastor Ray, when he say, can you go with me to the home cell? I hear the very same voice again that say, go with him. And I listen to that voice. Today, Pastor Ray, I'm a child of God. I'm a pastor. I'm a born-again Christian because of a spiritual hearing that I've obeyed. Even on the Sunday when I was born, when I get born again, that Sunday on the 30th of March, 1986, when I got born again, when I stood at the gate, the people passed by and they went to church in their car. But when they asked me, brother, do you want to go with us? I hear the very same voice that say, go with them to church. So, Pastor Ray, there is a voice that speaks to all of us. But the question is, do we have a spiritual hearing to hear what the voice is saying? The Bible says, do not harden your heart when you hear the voice today. Hallelujah. Even when that woman who suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years, when she heard about Jesus, She was getting healed because she obeyed the voice that she heard. So that is my word tonight of encouragement. Pastor Ray, I understand what is spiritual hearing. Even today, God can speak to us. But are we going to do what the voice of God tells us to do? Spiritual hearing is going hand in hand with obedience. It's going hand in hand with understanding what the voice is saying to us. So God can only use us when we are willing. When we read a book of, I think it's Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19. The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. So that is what I want to say tonight, Pastor Ray. When we hear the voice, we must obey it. That is when we say spiritual hearing. We hear the voice deep down in us. We hear the voice in our spirit. We hear the voice in our heart. Mm. We hear the voice deep down in our soul. It's not a voice that we just hear, but it's spiritually, it's deep. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I can go further with this. I can say we hear with our heart. Yeah. Hallelujah. That is, according to my knowledge, Pastor Ray, I think that is what we call spiritual hearing. May the Lord bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. John Wallace Green, evangelist there. Thank you so much. In Davyton. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Joyous Celebration in partnership with Radio Pulpit invites you to the Joyous Celebration 28 album launch, taking place at the Heartfelt Arena on the 6th of July. Join us for this exciting evening of praise and worship as we unveil this musical masterpiece to you. Our Joyous 28. Tickets are available on web tickets and Pick and Pay near you from 200 Rand. You can't miss this one.
Pila ubo minat, mamela inkubo zetu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihlanga emihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is. Let's hear uBabongani. Greetings to you, sir.
Sakubona mfundisi uRay ngibingeleleke naku Professor Mbethi ngibingeleleke naku Pastor Murake nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit isihloko esithi spiritual hearing ukuzwa emoyeni.
Yes.
Ukulalela nokuzwa kuyizinto ke ezimbili ke ezehlukile. Abantu ke bayalalela kakhulu kodwa ke kunzima ke ukuthi ke bezwe umuntu ke ozwayo uloyo othi uma umtshela ke into ayenze.
Yeah.
Sifunde ke encwadini ka Deuteronomy sahluko 5 verse 27 ifundeka kanje. You go near and hear all that the Lord our God may say and tell us all that the Lord our God says to you and we will hear and do it.
Please.
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 12. Gather the people together, men and women, and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law.
Yes.
Listening to the word of God with a firm purpose to obey his command. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liphefumulelwe nguNkulunkulu lingumoya kumele ke sibeke nendlebe zikamoya hayi lendlebe ke yenyama ke ukuze ke silaleleke izwi likaNkulunkulu ithi God communicates through the Bible. It is through the word that we are sanctified. We can find that in 7 John chapter 17 verse 17. We hear as we read the word of God. We also hear when the word of God is preached. We must selectively choose from among all we hear and thoughtfully accept or reject. We must discipline ourselves to be selective in order to grow, overcome, and glorify God. Romans chapter 10, verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So the faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hearing must be our highest responsibility in our relationship with God because we must live by faith. Hearing is serious business for the children of God. Jeremiah 25, verse 3 to 5, reads as follows. From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, this is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. For, and the Lord has sent you, all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened. For you have not listened nor inclined your ear to hear. Hey, wayekhala ke la uJeremiah ke ukuthi wayeshumayela ke izwi 23 years kodwa ke abantu abazange ke balizwe ke izwi. Verse 5 it they said, repent everyone of his evil way and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever. La abaprofeti babevuka ekseni belishumayela ke leli vangeli abantu ke bangalizwa, ebeshumayela ukuthi abantu abaphenduke balahle ububi nezindlela ke zobubi ebebehamba kuzo. Kodwa ke abantu bebeqhubeka ke bephila ke impilo ke le ebebeyithanda ke esonweni. With our physical sense of hearing, we listen with our ears, but with our spiritual sense of hearing, we hear with our hearts. In order to hear God's voice, God's desire was to have fellowship with men. That is why we were created, to have fellowship or a relationship. You need communication. Ngempela ke ebudlelwaneni kumele ke kube khona ke ukuxhumana, kodwa ke makungekho ke ukuxhumana ke lobu budlelwane buyagula ke buyaxhuga. The only way that we can communicate with an omnipotent God is to hear his voice with our spiritual ears. God speaks to different people in different manners. He spoke to Moses in a burning bush. He spoke to Daniel through visions. And he spoke to Elijah in a still small voice. Thank you, mate. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Baba, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much, babongane. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Spiritual hearing is what we're talking about.
Ulindi, uhlala ngana airtime. Ilokithi lonke limbiza ngomabhaza.
Nangomabhaza.
Abo makhelwane, sebadiniwe nguye ngombani ubaqedile airtime.
Ngiyakubawa, Mikey. Ngizokuthatha nje 2 minutes this time.
Lindi. Akunamuntu, zami MTN Extra Time.
Lindi, ungestresi. Nge-MTN Extra Time, ungawufona bese ubhadela muva. Fumani airtime, idata, namkha ama-voice bundles namhlanje. Tela *136*2#. Ufumani extra time namkha u-download i-MTN app njenganje. Kunembandela. Senzani namhlanje. MTN.
All right, send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Let's talk to Mpindi.
Good evening, Ray.
Hey.
And the pastors and the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
My name is Mpindi.
Welcome.
Yeah, as the topic is spiritual hearing, mina kimuvuka uJohn 10, lapha from verse 3, the gatekeepers open the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by their names and lead them out. Yes, that we must listen to our gatekeeper, that is Jesus Christ. And uthi yena beke hamba kasishisa sodwa usishiya nomoya ongcwele.
Yeah.
Moya ongcwele is too sensitive. Moya ongcwele uyalalelwa. Yeah. So uma sifuna uthi iBhayibheli, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
Let us be obedient and too sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pindi. I really, really, really appreciate my sister.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right. Kempiake. Kumalo lapena u kota John 2:28-29. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my main servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Baba lapena u abele. Asithokoze nje kakhulukazi babu abele.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Let's hear what you say, Abel.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Abel from Davitoni.
Mm-hmm.
Ngiyakuzwa Pastor Ray na bafundisi ohlezi nabo lapho e-studio. Ngiyakhuluma njengoba nisakhuluma nge-spiritual hearing.
Mm.
Pastor Ray, ngiyathanda ukumamela i-Ready Pulpit. And I wish ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangceda. Ngibe umunye walabo bantu abalizwayo izwi leNkulunkulu bali-obeye, balimamele futhi.
Yeah.
Pastor Ray, I'm trying all my best, but I'm struggling. Izindlela engizihambayo zimnyama. Ngiphambana nemilayezo uNkulunkulu athi siphile ngaphasi kwayo, Pastor Ray. Ngisase umuntu ohamba ebumhlabeni, ebumnyameni, uthanda izinto zalomhlaba, ngiyenza konke okuphambene nothando futhi nangendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi siphile ngayo. I wish uNkulunkulu ngabani umusa one day nami ngibe umunye wabo okwaziyo ukumamela ayenze ngendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ngenze ngayo. Yes, Pastor Ray, angifuni ukuphawula kakhulu nge-spiritual hearing because ngiwumunye walabo bantu nama bangezwa. Ya, angiwuzi umoya kaNkulunkulu makhuluma nami, kodwa ngiyafisa ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga uNkulunkulu angabani umusa kumina. Ekwazi ukuthi ngikhuluma nami ngimuzwe futhi ngihambe ngezindlela ezicondile. Pastor Ray, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngoba ama-programs wena ayasiphilisa, ayasikhulisa. Njalo makukhona lama-programs nginokuwamamela vele because angiphi ithemba lokuthi one day ngizokwazi ukuhlukanisa between right and wrong, nami ngikwazi ukumamela umoya kaNkulunkulu makhuluma nami, ngikwazi ukwenza izinto ngendlela e-right.
I hear you quite well, Abel. I hear you quite well. Somehow your message just cut there. But I hear you quite well with what you have said. Let me read. There's something that Philip Masango has said which answers you quite well, Abel. It says, Pastor Ray, there is battle between man's mind and the spiritual mind. That is why God Almighty will be pleased if our minds are converted into Jesus Christ's mind. That means there is a spiritual man who is the image of God. Thanks again. We give the Father all the glory. Thank you so much. Kurs says, God is groot. Thank you, Kurs, for the message there. I'm just trying to check that. You know, as we start talking with Barukia and the professor, we should not be leaving any message out. You know, we understand, you know, the efforts you put to bring these messages across. So it would be quite arrogant of me to overlook the messages, need to play just as many of them, actually all of them. So as I talk to you, I'm checking with the computer if I had done so. So far, so good. It looks like that. So far, so good. With Evangelist Green, yes, yes, I have listened to Evangelist Green, yes, I have. And yeah, yeah. All right. Now, let me say to Abel, Abel, please go to the very notion of the essence of discipleship. You know, go to a church that gives discipleship, you know, that is actual training, guidance, and shaping and pruning in the ways of the Most High. And so that, you know, our minds become transformed. Please take note also of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and verse 2. And when you pray, ask the Father to do exactly that, you know, then you'll be fine. But if you're doing it in your own efforts, you will get tired one day. And you will say, okay, it looks like this is not cut out for me, you know, and you might end up, you know, backsliding altogether. So don't put it much on your own efforts. Put yourselves under the efforts of the Holy Spirit and let it be Him who guides you throughout. And of course, let me come back to you, Mayahi, just after this.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Luke chapter 8 verse 15 says, but the ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. When we hear the word, it should be with a good and noble heart. And then we should keep the word and bear fruit of the word. That means spiritual hearing. If there's no fruit, then our hearing is questionable. Mayahi?
Hey, Mayahi, absolutely. Keratile, what Abel has done, the move, you know, to say, I have a desire.
Yes.
You know, it's the first step to admit, Kure. You know, and now it's the beginning. Now, because every time you find yourself, you are all alone and trying to figure things out on your own, and nothing makes sense. And instead, you keep on falling and falling and falling and falling. And the name of Yahweh, it is the name that saves. It is a mighty hand. It's two hands. The hand that is above, that has strength, that is pulling the other hand that is drowning, you know, from the pits of hell. So we all can say that more tamayanteng, tama momo kero wa mutualo. So you know, Abba is faithful and just to can hear. So every seed, the verse that you just read now, that the seed on a good soil stands for those with a noble good heart, who hears the word and retains it. You can also relate it to the scripture of Book of James,
yeah,
right, which teaches us the man who looks himself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yes.
Now, when you look in yourself into the mirror, when you walk away, you shouldn't forget who you are or how you look like.
Mm.
So now, as a seed, you are to do that which we have vuna loko itshalile. Meaning that when you have planted itamati atuni anyanis.
Yeah.
So now your heart, you are ready to receive this which is good. You are a good seed. Now being a good seed, you can't start to bear fruits that are not pleasant. You can't start to do things that are not the ways of Abba, because anything contrary to the ways of Abba, it's of the adversary, it's of Shatan. So we cannot be double-minded, but we have to be grounded, we have to be rooted, we have to be obedient, so we have to be established into Him as His word instructs us. So we become that beacon of light that when they look at us, because even when Deuteronomy 6, number 4 and 5 says we should hear, it warns us that we should hear, and we should carry the word of our Father, we should love Him with all our hearts, with all our minds and our beings. So when we move, when we go wherever, we don't forget the word inside the house. We carry it. Our behavior mostly, how we act, is according to the word. We don't do things that are contrary. Because why? Because we heard the word spoke and it touched our soul and we could hear, oh, wow, Abba really here. He is speaking to me. So this word starts to freshen us. It starts to shape us. And by so doing, as it works in us, then it helps us that now we start to develop that spiritual theory that sometimes and the minute you stop, and then there's a car engine that will beat you. You know, so it's that relationship that there's this inner voice that speaks, and we are able to listen to it and not to do wrong. You know, not to take a road that we're not supposed to take, and something maybe bad happens. And also even with choices, because at times, like I said, there are things that are not our own desires, but He must be the ones that are fine, must be the ones that are important than ours. So it is His vision where we need to bring our own vision to fit into His main vision, rather than for us wanting to change things to work according to the NFC, and yet He's the Supreme Almighty. So then, that is how we will get preserved, and we are able to produce what is required for us. As tamad, then I produce sitya tamad, then I produce tamad, or ditamad.
I hear you quite well. And of course, time is really gone. Let me take the last comment from Professor Buyiso Ndezi, and I'll try by all means just to make it as short as I can, and to actually make it quite brief, because time has really gone. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you again, Brother Ray. Spiritual hearing to me seems as though it's the building block of a healthy spiritual life.
Mm.
I'm saying this because it is getting clear that without us hearing God, without us doing the word, there is no way we will be healthy believers. We do the word because we hear the word.
Mm.
Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." This is not only limited to mental hearing, but it is more about spiritual reception of the word of God so that it can manifest in our lives, so that we can live it out. So as we live the word out, faith increases. As we live the word out, we become whom God wants us to become. And in Romans 1:17 it says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just live by faith because they continue to hear, and they hear by the word of God. Spiritual hearing is what makes a believer to become who he is. Spiritual hearing brings us closer to the will of the Most High. Spiritual hearing makes us alive in God. It is also in the book of Hebrews 10:38 that speaks the same verse. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So in other words, if we are not living by faith, if we are not the people of faith, we are simply saying we are people who are not hearing from the Lord. Mm. We are people who are not dependent on the Most High. Mm. So we are being drawn back to who we are by activating our spiritual senses. And when our spiritual senses are activated, it will be seen by us doing the will of God,
It will be seen by us doing the will of the Most High. I had to cut it there because time has really gone. And Mam Maureen, I also will rush this one. Like I promised, there's no comment that we will leave outside. The final one.
Good evening again, Brother Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
Here is the way that I would like to bring.
Yes.
I'll start to read from Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 10. It reads as follows. Jerusalem, your rulers and your people are like those of Sodom and Gomorrah. Listen to whom the Lord is saying to you. Pay attention to what Ed God is teaching you.
Mm.
He says, do you think I want all this sacrifice you keep offering to me? I have heard none than enough of the sheep you burnt as sacrifices and of the fat of your fine animals. I am tired of the blood of bulls and sheep and goats. Who asked you to bring me all this when you come to worship me? Who asked you to do all this tramping about in my temple? It is useless to bring your offering. I am disgusted with the smell of the incense you burn. I cannot stand your new moon festivals, your Sabbath, and your religious gatherings. They are all corrupted by your sins. I hate your new moon festivals and holidays. They are a burden that I am tired of bearing. When you lift your hands in prayer, I will not look at you. No matter how much you pray, I will not listen, for your hands are covered with blood. So uyabona. People are praying out there. God do not listen to them. Why? Because of they are so disobedient. They are not doing what God wants them to do. Verse 15, when you lift your hands in prayer, I will not look at you. No matter how much you pray, I will not listen, for your hands are covered with blood. Wash yourself clean and all this evil that I see you doing. Yes, stop doing evil. We should not do evil things that uNkulunkulu angafuni ukuthi usikwenze. And learn to do right. See that justice is done. Help those who are oppressed. Give offense their rights and defend widows. The Lord says, now, let's settle the matter. You are stained red with sin, but I will wash you as clean as snow. Although your stains are deep red, you will be as white as, it will be as white as wool. If you will obey, if you will only obey me, you will eat the good things the land produces. But if you defy me, you are doomed to die. I, the Lord, have spoken. One, I have started to read from verse 10 up to 20. Ayenzeni azwe imithandazo yethu, then akwazi ukuthi asiphe lokhu esicelayo kuye. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brothers, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise. Mayaki, your final sentiment there. We have a minute.
Mayaki, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, number 13 and 14, he says, if I have shut the heavens and there's no rain, there's pestilence. So it's when things are not making sense in us, you know. So this would mean that, as Mama Murugi, I'm supporting the statement that she's putting forward, that there will be things that are happening in our lives because of our disobedience. Number 14 says, but if my people that are called by my name humble themselves, return to me and pray, then it means things will start to open. So it is important for us to say, when we seek him, we seek him with our all, and we return to the word. We start to learn the word that Abel must also start to spend and meditate on the word, you know, and ask Abba to help him. And eventually this word, it would break, you know, as you also say, you must go and seek to where you would also fellowship and all that. So eventually things will change, because now Abba will see how much he needs him in his life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate Mahi. May the Father bless you so much, sir.
I appreciate you so much. Blessings to you and to your family. Blessings to Professor Wilson and her family in absentia. And to all the stakeholders, the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit, Rami Lebuha, and thank you so much for your love and support and your comments. Until we meet again next week.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
May Allahim keep them well and safe.
Same to you and your family. Thank you so much, Mayaki. Thank you so much. Tuda, tuda. And of course, thank you very much to Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much also for the voice notes. I really appreciate it. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor that by his Holy Spirit he continues to guide us into all truth. May he be glorified even far much more as he continues to teach us. Let us learn together. Let us grow together in him. Tuda! Rabah! Next week, we will be touching base also on signs of darkness. Signs of darkness. Signs of spiritual darkness. We'll be touching on that. Tuda!
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Mamela inkubo I heart to heart no ayanda nenene. Khoko ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuta ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku heart to heart ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Okanye ufumane podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za. I Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele ku app okanye utyelele u radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.